This is once again the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III here for this postcast of women's soccer. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, we cover all things K-State sports, whether that's football, men's, women's golf currently going on, baseball, getting some exhibition matches in there. They had one over the weekend, so there's that. Men's and women's basketball around the corner. So all things K-State sports. So thank you so much, guys, for checking in and listening to this postcast episode. Another loss for women's soccer. Getting that in just a moment. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, definitely feel free to like and subscribe. If you like what you're hearing, definitely we will appreciate that so much. It helps out other K-State friends find out this podcast. 5-1 loss for K-State women's soccer against Arizona last week. K-State, they started the swing against Arizona State, and then they played Arizona the other night, losing to them 5-1, and pretty much one side of the fair there. Right off the bat, we talked about, again, I'm a broken record, but this is really quick. Arizona struck first right off the bat, not even 5 minutes in the game, in the second minute of this game. Arizona, really good soccer team there. They won their 10th game of 2024. K-State loses their 8th game in conference play and still winless in the conference there, as well as they scored with Josie's getting the only goal for K-State in this one. Second of the season for Josie's and the fifth of our K-State career right there. And Sophie Harlan, we called her name out earlier this season. Sophie Harlan getting the assist, was credited with the assist, her third of her career there. So that's these stats so indicative. And I'm sorry to be so negative. It's been that kind of morning overall. But, you know, this is indicative to a lack of offense for K-State women's soccer. And I'm interested, finally, to hear Jasmine Halliburton, friend of this podcast, see how she feels about women's volleyball. Not only for women's volleyball, obviously, for a shameless plug, she has a show, Run It Back. It started with the Wildcat 91.9, where I started my radio career, quote unquote, with the Wildcat 919, a student radio station at Kansas State University. She's carried that show right up to KC Sports Network. I've carried myself to this podcast. I'm the creator of this podcast, and of course, the creator of the original EG3 podcast, which has an episode out again. Cool, shameless plugs out there, but I figure, you know what? Let's have some positivity here since this Tuesday started off on the wrong foot. But anyways, yeah, this is so. I'm interested to see how she feels about this, and maybe she has a different spin. I don't know, but from here, we've seen this throughout the year, and the lack of offense. Yeah, you get behind this. This is a lopsided loss here for Mike DeBene's team here there. As they were down 3-1. Not even at halftime yet. So definitely this is, I don't know what you call this by now, but yeah, you're winless in conference play. 3-11-3. We already said you suffered your 8th loss there. Look at these numbers. Just look at it. 19-5, get outshot 19-5. In on the goal, 9-3. There, it makes a long night, especially West Coast trip. Way long from home, away from Manhattan, Kansas. It's just too much going on. There's just too much going on right there. This was the first meeting between these two teams on a soccer field, and Arizona just was absolutely dominant in this match there. 5 goals by K-State was the second most allowed in conference play. You got to go back. Probably the first year when K-State created the soccer team back in 2020 in October. When they, do I remember this? Woo! So again, sorry. And maybe my attitude is carrying it over a little bit from this morning. But 7 goals given up, Texas. I do remember this because we did a postcast on this. And this was the first year of the Pearl Project podcast. This is the postcast edition of women's soccer. K-State manhandled by Arizona women's soccer 5-1 over the weekend. The wrap up of a 2-game road swing in the state of Arizona. So they got swept by Arizona State in Arizona there. So Josie's kind of go back to the offensive side real quick. The 16th assisted goal this year by the K-State offense. So at least you have something going on there. 18 assisted. K-State's 18 assists total this season is third. So at least there, again, there's something said, at least offensively there as well, with the lack, you want more offense. That is what I'm getting at here. Here somehow, instead of being on the defensive all the time, because this has been the norm for this team this year, falling behind and then trying to get back in these games. And they fall behind right off the bat. You don't want to, that's like starting off the block slow in 200 and trying to catch up there. And I hate to use this guy's name, but I'm going to use it anyways because it just comes right to my mind. Tyreek Hill. You fall. That's like falling behind to him and not even giving you a chance in the 200. That's what it is here with this team. You start off way behind the 8-ball, and then you don't get to catch up there as well. And I have not mentioned Murphy Sheaf's name here. She remains second in program history and career starts there as well. And yes, I wanted to get to this number here, Murphy Sheaf giving up those goals, but having 4 saves on a day there as well. Real quick, Mike DeBeanie here real quick. Not going to stay much on him too long on this podcast. We're going to end this real quick. Quote, Coach Mike DeBeanie, head coach, women's soccer. Quote, things didn't go well from the beginning. We just ended up having to try some players from a depth perspective and then also try a different formation to give us some more chances. We just couldn't execute the game plan today. End quote.
That's the same point. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? You gotta do what you gotta do. Try to shake things up. And with a little turnaround, this is not enough time. Not enough time. And, well, it didn't work. So try to use other players there. And, yeah. So, K-State loses another Big 12 conference game. And again, I've said it all postcast long. I apologize, maybe because of my attitude to this morning, early this morning. I don't know what it is, but hopefully my attitude will get a little bit better. So that starts with me. But this K-State women's soccer team, I don't know.
So going forward with this team, moving on from this bad loss on road to Arizona here. What's next for them? They will host. Well, sweet. This is going to be Kansas Week. KU for the women's soccer team is next, and that is going to be Friday night. So it's just going to be Friday night. K State on the soccer field at Boozer Family Park Friday night, 7:00 Central Time at Boozer Family Park will host KU in their Dillon Sunflower Showdown, and then on the following evening, 7:00, ESPN2, K-State football. We're going to take down KU at Bill Steiner Family Stadium. So how about that? So KU week here on the Pearl Project Podcast. Hopefully, K-State can do something on the women's soccer side against KU on Friday night. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're gonna have a chance to record Kansas State content, folks. Thank you so much with me, ladies and gentlemen, for hanging in with me on this episode. So hopefully, again, all I have to do at this point is hold your hands up high, hold your head up, gotta move forward as best we can because, again, I've said it, and I'm gonna continue to say it. I'm gonna be more critical of Mike DeBeanie here, moving forward here as it's gotta be a change somewhere, somehow, because I'm sure. You know, Gene Taylor sitting there, I'm like, man, I mean, Mike DeBeanie, you know, he's been here since the very beginning of the creation of this program for K-State women's soccer, but I don't know, man.
We'll just have to see. Bro, Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get, you're listening to your favorite K-State podcast. We're going to wrap this thing up here on the Power Project Podcast. Postcast, Women's Soccer, Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. We will get together on Thursday night here to get his thoughts on women's volleyball and the soccer team, as well as looking forward to the football side of the K-State KU Dillon Sunflower Showdown. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All thanks, K-State Sports. We'll talk to y'all next time. Cats.